on International Women's Day, Friday, March 8th, as the Memphis Grizzlies face the Utah Jazz at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
The Blues season is in the stretch run to the playoffs, so post up and show your support. During every Thursday and Friday Blues game, stop by any Post location for your chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Blues game. The Post Sports Bar welcomes you with amazing home team specials, including $3.75, 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during every Blues game. Plus, show up in your Blues gear and save 10% off regular price menu items. Catch all the details at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friends.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Three Kings Public House is a local favorite that is growing in popularity. Why? How about happy hour specials that demand attention? Like half off of all draft beers, $2 off wine by the glass, $3.99 rail cocktails, and $5.99 select appetizers. And here's the kicker. More than 30 rotating drafts per location. If you want options, Three Kings has you covered. And the food is just as enticing. Get anything from Cajun pasta to a Korean burger. Go to ThreeKingsPub.com to find a location near you.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
TMA Live is back and bigger than ever. Coming up on March 7th, TMA Live will be at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. This is a TMA Live that you will not want to miss. Giveaways include custom Doug Vaughn t-shirts and dinner with Doug for one lucky lemming and three friends. Plus, Hot Shots TMA themed menu with great food and drink specials. It's a night of participation, a night of fellowship. It's TMA Live. It's all happening on March 7th, the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Don't miss it.
Bring the kids to watch the Memphis Grizzlies face the Orlando Magic Sunday, March 10th at 5 p.m. You won't want to miss our annual baby race at halftime. Kids 12 and under get in free with purchase of a terrace-level ticket. For tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Yeah, recognize
your
the song. I've heard this before.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
Oh my goodness, it's time to go to work. I wasn't ready. I'm not ready. I have to prepare a show real fast.
Life can be so sweet.
Done. The whole show prepared.
What are we doing?
It's a secret.
No.
Only I know. It's like dancing. I'll lead. You follow.
Ooh.
Not afraid. This rover.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets it.
Frost over.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know what that was a meeting we had this morning. That was our the owner, the station owner.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We secretly recorded his speech at the meeting. That was Cool Hand Luke, I believe, right?
That was Cool Hand Luke.
Where he ate those boiled eggs. Did you ever see it, Limey? Did you ever see the movie?
I don't think I've ever seen the movie. I saw that clip earlier, though, and that's right after.
Oh, you should watch it. That's a good movie. You should watch it. It's a good movie. Good afternoon, everybody. And we're exactly halfway to the Ides of March. It's March 7th and a half.
That's right.
March 7th and a half. And welcome. Welcome to the show. This will be an hour, the most laid-back hour ever, because you want to call? You want to talk about something? We'll talk about something, because we have no real agenda this hour, except we will do the Burke segment, and I'll give you an update on the cruise, the European cruise, and on the trivia night. So let's just start with phone numbers. And in the event anybody wants to call for anything, advice, criticism, whatever, 314-821-0590. Now, before I repeat that number again, also Scott Sherman is in at 4 o'clock. And that's always an interesting hour, because if you pay attention, you'll learn a lot of legal stuff. I can practically pass the bar because of Scott's segment that he's done now for 3 years. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Scott has been in the green room since 8 o'clock this morning. I have no idea what's going on. That's the longest anybody has ever been in the green room. So he'll be out and will be with us right after the news at 4 o'clock. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, yeah. I actually just got a text from my mom. She says that she's really excited to be a grandmother.
Oh, very good. It's past the 3:15 mark.
It is.
It's a minute beyond our 3:15 mark. Way to go, Limestone.
Thank you. This
means, of course, you get to carry the trophy home for the whole long weekend, not just overnight.
Wow.
You can show it to your friends. You can put it in that Malibu and take it and show it to girls. You'll have it for like 3 days. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is she actually excited about it?
She's very, very excited about the becoming a grandmother. We actually worked on that whole mutt routine since yesterday. So thank you, Mom, for the inspiration.
It's sad that you had to spend that much time just preparing that.
Amen.
You have brothers or sisters?
Yeah. I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm. Do they have kids?
They do not have kids. I'm the first one to have kids.
Wow. The mother of your child that's going to be coming in 7 months, has she met your mom?
Not yet, actually. We're going to be meeting up very soon.
So now she's not your mom's daughter-in-law because you're not married. So what would you call her? What would she be?
She's the mother of my
child. Grandchild.
Yeah.
And her grandchild. That's
the mother
of
her grandchild. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
I looked up synonyms yesterday when Frank gave you crap.
I love Cinnabon.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's awesome.
That's a great place. Yeah.
Nailed that one, Frank. So I actually looked up synonyms for baby mama because Frank doesn't like that term, and I came up with one for you that I think you might since you guys aren't going to live together. I think this is specific for you. No, this isn't going to be.
By the way, Limey also said he didn't like baby mama either.
Right, I agree. You said it first.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the phrase would be baby minder.
Baby minder.
I don't like that. That sounds like a babysitter.
Yeah,
Well, you guys are going to share custody, but she's the primary custodial parent. Baby minder. You got anything better? I mean,
No.
Okay. I think I'm just going to call her mother of my child.
Mother of my child.
That's kind
of
long.
Yeah,
though,
it is.
You know. If you wanted to write her a text, dear mother of my child. I mean, that's just kind of long.
Right.
Mom C. The initials of that are Mom C.
They are.
Now, is there any chance that you might get married, you two? Is that even a possibility?
You mean to each other?
Okay. No, marriage, no.
Now, this is kind of personal, but that's what we do here. Well, does she indicate that she'd like to get married?
No, she does not.
Okay. Well, then that works out. If you both don't want to get married, then... Now, do you think that once the baby is born, you'll live together? I'm guessing the answer is no.
No, I don't think we're going to be living together. We'll be living separate. She'll probably stay over. I'll go and stay over with, like, you know, the child for a couple of nights so I can bond with it well. But no, we'll be living separate.
Wow. Boy, do you live in a different world than I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. One generation makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
I will tell you something, Limey. When I was a kid, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily... I'm not getting into what's right and wrong. I'm just telling you the way that it was when I was a kid.
I get it.
If somebody had a baby and they weren't married, and I'm not kidding, it was not uncommon for the parents to hustle them out of town so they could have it out of town so people wouldn't know. And they'd say she went to boarding school or something, but she actually went to have a baby to put up for adoption because it was so shameful for the parents to have to admit that their kid had a baby and she wasn't married. I mean, that's how different it was.
And they hustled them out of town on a stagecoach. Isn't that right, Frank? When you were a kid. That's exactly right. That's how old I am. But it's just the way you casually just say, here's what we're going to do. This is where we're going to work. I mean, good for you. I don't.
Thank you.
I can't imagine it'll be that easy, though.
No. It's probably not going to be that easy. But at least for now, that's the kind of rough plan that we're going with, you know. Okay. And just so we can kind of have some guidelines, I guess. And then we'll see what the world is going to be like when the baby's actually here.
And I think you're in for a real education here. I think this is going to be a lot more difficult than you think. Because if you really bond with this kid, mm-hmm. you're going to want to spend a lot of time with him or her. But then maybe what if she wants to spend more time, or she wants to move out of state, or you want to move? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could take place here. So good luck.
I hope it all works out.
Yeah. I hope it all works out. Well, was that it? You just wanted to say something in the Burke segment so you could win the mug competition?
Yep, that was it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll go with that. Good for you at 3:16, 1 minute after the deadline. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Wow.
This is not good. I guess we can close it. Close the Burke segment. We have calls. I say let's just take them. Let's just do anything anybody wants to do. Johnny, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. First time I called you since you switched, since you've been on The Fan.
Well, let's give you an official welcome. Let's welcome Johnny, everybody.
Yo.
What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, it's interesting, I know you kind of beat the Smollett case to death, but I've been watching Empire for the last, I didn't watch it when it started, but I've been watching it with my girlfriend, who's a little younger than me, for the last 4 months, and I've really come to like, the character Jamal.
Right.
He's like the moral compass for the show. He's got one flaw, the flawed protagonist, or hero. Right. He uses prescription drugs, but otherwise he's really like the moral compass, because like he's gay, and he went up against his dad, that owned Empire, and proved to his dad, how good he was and how talented he was, and convinced his dad really, Terrence Howard came to respect him, Lucius. And so, I've had so much admiration for him, because when he walks in the room, he's got this silly little boy smile, and he's, 34 years old, I guess. Still got this little boy smile, and he sings, these characters on the show sing so good, him and his brother, and they're really so talented. And for him to pull off this, this BS in probably coordination with Kamala Harris and some of the other political people is really just breaking my heart,
Here's what's interesting to me, Johnny. This was a huge news story for quite a few days, and all of these people stepped forward and how horrible, poor Jussie, this kind of racial, and then all of a sudden when they realized it wasn't true, nothing. What have you heard about him the last week? Nothing.
No, they dropped it. Look how they dropped Roseanne. Look how they took Roseanne out for making some comment about somebody that nobody even knew that was part of the Obama administration. We live in a BS world right now. It's all upside down.
Really do. I agree.
If you don't go the way the wind's blowing, you don't put your finger up and say which way is the wind blowing before you talk. You're going to be taken out, just like, I guess I can say his name, Jamie Allman. I'm a driver, and I'm friends with Jamie. I was a personal driver, and he made that one comment about David Hogg, the 17-year-old from Parkland, in Florida,
You're not allowed anymore to make even one mistake. In the old days, you get a second chance. You don't get a second chance anymore. One slip. It could happen to me today. One slip. No. Off the air.
And I hate to say it, but this had to be what it was like in Nazi Germany before Hitler took over. And, they accused Trump of being a Nazi and being Hitler. It's projection. They are the people that are intolerant and refusing free speech, which our country is all about. I mean, that's what talk radio is all about. That's why we listen to frank opinion and want to hear frank opinion,
Well, we have free speech unless you're a conservative and want to speak on a college campus. Then all of a sudden, it's not so free. Johnny,
well,
I appreciate the...
Even the comedians don't go there anymore. They can't go to college campuses anymore. Jerry Seinfeld, regular people. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. Johnny, thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, we love you too. Not in a sexual way, but, you know, in that other way.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, we do. He's a listener. Of course we love him.
Oh, yeah.
Ben is on the phone. Ben, welcome to 590 The Fan. What?
What? Hey, guys. I also just dropping in for the first time since you're over here on the 590.
Oh, nice. All right.
Dan, were you singing the Michael Jackson Ben the Rat song?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I didn't recognize the part you sang. I think people know, and probably Ben here is sick of hearing about it, is, you know, Ben, the two of us need look no more. That part, yeah. Ben, I'm sorry I had to hear that.
Well, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
What can we do for you, Ben?
Well, you were mentioning people having children and hiding it.
Right.
Recently, my wife was on a Facebook Messenger, and this lady reached out to her and sent a bunch of messages, and my wife kind of ignored it, and she finally went in and opened it up, and come to find out, they both had done DNA tests through that one of those services, and they found out that they shared the same dad, and this lady was born, my wife was born in 85, she was born in 68.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
And they have the same father.
Yeah, so my father-in-law married my mother-in-law later in life and had my wife later. He has grown children before their marriage, and we found out that she has this half-sister that we never knew about.
So has she met her?
We have not. She lives down south in southern Missouri, and I think we have every intention of meeting her. It's just trying to figure out what was
the appropriate one of these ancestry? Is this one of these ancestry things like 23andMe or whatever they were? And so what happened? You send up. What happened here? Tell me how you found out. What was the process?
So my wife did this thing like a few years ago. She got it as a gift to find out, you know, heritage and such. And so she sends it off, gets the report back, thinks nothing of it. Well, I guess as people you're related to do it, it matches you. So this lady, I guess, did the test. She found out she was adopted years ago, but there was nothing like this to figure out who your biological parents were. So she did this test, and the results came back that her and my wife matched like 90%, and then she matched 90% to one of the aunts of my wife. And she said, look, I don't know, you know, what this means, but, you know, I'm looking into it. And she come to find out she got her original birth certificate and had my father-in-law's name on it. And, you know, and we went from there. And so that it matches you back to people that you're related to, and you may not even know it. So I would wager to think that you might see more of this in the future of people of that era that probably had children or,
I guarantee
know, and all
you
of a sudden,
will. Yeah, I guarantee
you know, these
family
you members are popping up. So
here's the problem. Sometimes you don't want to know about daddy's other kid. I mean, it could screw up some marriages. It could destroy some households. This stuff like this. Let's say you know, like your wife. It's possible that it could have caused her to never speak to her dad again, or whatever. If she found out her dad had another child. I mean, why didn't you ever tell us?
Her dad passed away 2 years ago. So we are under the impression that this happened in 1968, and he had no idea that this woman got pregnant. Who knows? It could have been a situation where it was a one-night encounter, and they went separate ways, and she never, you know, got a hold of him. And that's what we have led to believe. Now, my mother-in-law, they didn't get married till in the 70s, so this was way before her time, and she said she had no idea of it. And so
how old would your dad have been when he had this other child?
Father-in-law.
He would have been 24.
Your father-in-law.
22 or 24.
But not yet married.
No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It's possible he didn't know.
So
very possible.
It's possible.
Now, the mother, the biological mother, is down in Oklahoma, so that we don't know if she, you know, he's from Arkansas originally, so we don't know if this happened down there, and you know. So there's still a lot that we don't know, and kind of cautious moving forward with meeting her or interacting.
I've never had a half brother, half sister that I know of. I'm just wondering, when you meet them, do you really? Obviously, it's half. It's not shared the both parents. So I wonder if you feel the same kind of bond. I don't guess you could, that you would if you found out both your parents had another kid and it was a full brother or sister.
I bet I've reunited 50 to 80 people in my 11 years as a private investigator, adoptive parents to the children, or vice versa, one searching for one searching for the other. Only about 20% of the time has the outcome, in my, by my definition, been negative.
Gone bad.
Yeah. Most of the time it's gone neutral or well.
Yeah, because probably enough time has passed. Right. There's no reason not to have it go well. And
those are good odds, in my opinion.
Yeah, all right. Well,
after checking out her Facebook, I mean, she looked a lot like my father-in-law. But fortunately for her, she had, from what it appears, she had loving parents of her own, adoptive parents, and a great life, you know, growing up. So I don't know. We're going to eventually talk to her, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Ben. Thank you. That's a good story. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot to mention I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, that's important. Thanks so much. All right. Thank you, Ben. I've said this before, and I know this probably makes me weird. I'm not the least bit interested in knowing who my great-great-grandfather was, or grandmother, or who their parents were, or when they came over from what country. I just don't care. I don't care. I guess I'm weird. But do most people, you think, care? I mean, do you
care? I care, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, because what difference would it make? If my great-great-great-grandfather was a criminal or a scientist, I'm who I am, and I've only accomplished what I've accomplished. It didn't help or hurt me in any way. I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't have a real close relationship with my parents, and I only knew really one grandmother. Maybe that probably has a lot to do with it. Like, if I'd been real close to two sets of grandparents and real close to my own parents, I guess I'd want to know more about the family tree, but I don't.
Once you get two generations, I mean, I'm very close to both my parents and all my grandparents. I couldn't tell you the single name of a parent of my grandparent. I never met them. I don't know their names. I wouldn't be able to recognize them in a photo.
You're talking about your grandparents or great-grandparents?
Great-grandparents. I'm talking about great-grandparents. I don't know any of their names. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they did for a living. I never met them. My line is, I guess, if I hadn't met them, I'm not interested.
I grew up with pictures of my great-grandparents on the walls, but I don't really remember anything about them.
Well, I will tell you that I also have no idea the names of my great-grandparents. I don't even know the name of my grandfather, who was my mother's dad. I don't know that guy's name, because he died when I was he died when I was one. I don't even know his first name. And he was my grandpa. He was my mother's dad.
And she had never talked about him at any point or anything?
Almost never.
Wow.
I don't know one thing about him, because he was never discussed. There were no stories told.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know about my dad's dad, another grandpa that I never knew, because he also died when I was about one. Interestingly, they both died when I was about 1 year old. I know his first name was Fred, and he was a drunk, and he beat my grandmother, and one time my dad and his brothers had to pull him off her because he had a knife, and he was a mean, horrible SOB. But that's all I know. And I know nothing about the other grandpa. I have a very vague, vague memory. It's so faint, but I do remember him leading me around the house on the back of a horse. I was up on a horse in a saddle, and my mother's dad was leading the horse around the house. That's all. I don't know his name. I couldn't tell you his name.
Now, your grandmas, though, were around for a while, right?
Yeah, but I only knew... yeah, they were, but they both had strokes.
They both had strokes.
I was going to bring
that up. Was my mother's mother. Oh, okay. But both of my grandmothers had bad strokes, and that lingered for years as stroke victims. You know, like drooling. So I didn't get to know them as lively, energetic people. I just really knew them as stroke victims. So I didn't get to grow up with them.
Come over here and rub my back.
Oh, God. You like that story. I didn't
rub my God.
Her back.
It was one of the funniest
I did
stories.
Not rub her back.
What was it that you were doing?
I was, now see, this sounds horrible. I was running the vibrator over her hip.
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
She had a great, she had one of those big metal vibrators with a big black ball on it. Have you ever seen these? They're green, and there's a ball
it's
on it.
Called
the size
a vibrator.
Of
a great
it's called a
vibrator.
Oh, and it was for muscle relief. It was for muscle relief and joint. Well, the vibrating part of it was like a big black softball. Oh, not softball, like an orange.
Frank. She's telling Frank, a little to the right, a little to the right.
That's exactly what she did.
How many speeds did it have?
Seven.
It had a toggle switch.
Seven.
21 speeds, like a bicycle. No, it had two. It had a toggle switch, and it had low, off, and high. And it was heavy. It was really heavy, like made out of iron. And the vibrating part was a black ball about the size of a tennis ball. And you, when you flip that switch, I mean, it was. And then you put it against the bone, and you could feel it vibrating against the bone. And she claimed that helped her arthritis. Or something.
Yeah, they charge extra for that in the green room.
Well, I know they do. I've had between Dana, my neighbor, and. Encouraging me to pull my underwear down, and my grandma, I've had a traumatic childhood.
Yes, you have.
I've had visions of things I should have never seen.
You poor guy.
Can't get them out of my head.
Put that vibrator on me, and all of a sudden the boob flops out.
You got fresh batteries in there?
It was like a
she
weenie.
Look, everybody has seen older women who had huge, natural, big, sagging boobs, and she had them, and she had no bra, and she was in like a house coat.
No bra.
I'm gonna tell it again because Dan just loves to hear it.
God.
She's lying on her side, on her left side, on the couch, facing me. And I'm just a little kid, and I have this vibrator down her hip, her right hip, all right? And she's saying, oh, that really helps my arthritis. And then whatever happened, I don't remember, but one of her giant flour sack-sized boobs fell out and was flopped over the couch, right in my face.
Put that.
Looked like two puppies fighting in a sack.
Well, only one of them fell out, and it was gigantic. If it had actually hit me in the head, it would knock me out. That's a
poor guy.
Like, you know, like a like it would be like a 15-pound water balloon or something. That's what it's kind of like.
Oh,
and then,
God.
Of course, she couldn't just immediately cover it up. It was too big. She had to almost, like, pick it up and tuck it back in.
I'm sorry, just a minute. And she
kind of put it back in and covered it up. And then I continued. the hip bone vibration. Yes, I had a traumatic childhood.
Would you like to speak to Dan?
Yes, I'd like to do that. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How
Thanks.
You doing? Not you.
Hey, everybody. I'm AM and PM as always.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a little story. It happened to me yesterday morning about 7:15 on my way to work. I was downtown heading north on Highway 55, and there's a jam-packed road there. You can't get by or nothing like that. It's backed up, and there's this car behind me that is just honking, honking, and honking, wanting to get around me. And there's no way he can. So eventually, after about 5 minutes, he was able to get around me. And when he pulled up on the side of me, he was giving me the finger and calling me an MF-er and all this other stuff. But before he actually left, he held up a nice big old pistol in the window and said, I ought to shoot your ass.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Whoa. No, I'm not kidding you one bit. And the thing about it was an older gentleman. It looked like he was in his late 50s, early 60s, or something like that. And
did
I could read his lips and saying that stuff.
Did you get his license plate number?
I couldn't get it quick enough because he was off the highway and off the exit right there at St. Louis Avenue because he went over in them project area apartments there at St. Louis Avenue and Highway 70. He went over in that area. And I knew he had that gun. He definitely had that gun set in his lap because he pulled it right on up.
Whoa.
It was a big old silver looking, that's what I wanted to ask you, Frank, because you know about guns. It was a big old silver looking with the square head.
Wow, if it had a square head, it wasn't a revolver. It was, and if it was huge, it could have been a Desert Eagle 44, which is a massive handgun. It's too bad you couldn't get his license plate number, because that brandishing a weapon, it's legal to carry a weapon, but you can't be flashing a weapon around at people and threatening people with it. I mean, they would have arrested
him. If it would have been nighttime where there was no other cars around and that stuff, I'm sure he probably took a shot at me.
And you didn't do anything to provoke him. You were just in front of him. Did you do something, or did he just?
No, I didn't do a thing. He couldn't get around me. He couldn't get going where he needed to go fast enough. He needed to get off at that exit right there for St. Louis Avenue so he could go over in them apartments. I don't know if he lived over there or if he was going over there to do a drive-by or whatever he was going over there for. But he was in a big hurry to get over there, and he was just beat off about it.
Were you in the left lane or the right lane? What lane are you in?
I was in the middle lane. He had to get over into the right lane.
Okay, so you weren't blocking the passing lane. You weren't blocking the passing lane. You weren't in the left lane.
No.
You were in the middle lane. He was mad because it's not your fault he couldn't get around you if other people were in the other lane.
No, because there was cars in the right lane on the side of me, and on the right side, and I'm in the middle lane, and there's cars on the left lane, and he's in the same lane as I am. He's behind me. And
what does he think you're supposed to do? Yeah, he expects you to accelerate to like 100 so you can get up, so he can get around you, and the other cars are out of the way. Holy cow. See, that stuff, that's exactly what I was talking about yesterday. You never know who's in that other car. Don't mess with them. Don't respond. No. Just let them go. No. Wow.
Yeah, I tell my wife all the time, because she asks me, she says, why do you look in these cars when they're passing by and that stuff, or you're passing them? I said, to make sure that no one's pulling a gun or something or trying to do something.
Ooh.
Wow. Man, oh, man. So, all right, Dan.
Because you never know. Because I'm a delivery driver out here, Frank. I see all kinds of crazy things. But that's the first time I've had that done to me like that. It's a little scary, because I know if it would have been later in the day or at night, he probably would have shot at me.
Well, hopefully he'll do it. Somebody would have been able to do it. Hopefully he'll do it again, and somebody gets his license plate number, and the cops will get him. Thank you, Dan. That was a good story.
Right,
thanks for listening.
Have a good day, everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the calls are pouring in. I just might as well give the number again. Work our way up to 4 o'clock, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. John, you're up next. Welcome to 590 The Fan.
Is Frank there?
Let me get him. Hold on.
Frank? Yeah. Phone. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
It's John. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, John.
Hey, you guys were talking about your grandma.
Right.
And you've mentioned DD before. It's not always about low T. Have you seen What I Have to Work With?
I have no idea what we're talking about here.
Like low testosterone?
Exactly. It's not always low testosterone. When you marry the Vargas girl, they don't tell you you're going to end up with the Playboy granny.
Oh, I know where he's headed here.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Wow.
SAG story.
Yes.
No. I'm not sure I understand what this has to do with... are you saying it's not always low T, it's that you just can't get excited about that sight?
Exactly.
Did you marry the Vargas girl? The Playboy?
I did.
And now she's the old... I remember the cartoon granny.
Yeah, exactly.
I do remember where her boobs like fell onto the ground or something. So you're saying that's your wife?
Did I say no? No.
Oh. Okay. Potential. I misunderstood you. Oh, she might become that.
Yes.
Okay, well, enjoy her.
Do you remember the Vargas girl?
I do. I think that cartoon was drawn by Shel Silverstein, I think.
Could be.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. What did I miss there?
I don't know.
That was kind of strange, but whatever. Brenda, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Well, I was going to email you because this is really a long story, but I thought you would find it fascinating. So Have you heard of the show Dirty John or something like that?
I watched the whole series. It had Connie Britton in it, yes.
Yeah, well, that's my dad, basically. So my dad, when my mom was married to him, she found out she was pregnant with me that he had 7 wives.
Whoa, hold on.
7 wives?
Wow. For those who don't know Dirty John was based on a true story. It was this guy who conned all these women. He'd marry all these women and con them out of their money. So your dad married your mom, and she did not know he had 7 other wives.
No, and they had children. And since then, he's been married about 9 times more, and I found more half-siblings on Ancestry. And so
did he divorce them all, or was he married to some of them at the same time?
No, married to them at the same time. My mom got her marriage to him annulled whilst she just found out she was pregnant with me. He told my grandmother that he couldn't have children, and obviously he was lying. And it is a really long story, and it's really. I mean, most people love to hear it, but I know you don't want to hear it right now.
Well, it's fascinating. So he was married like 16 times. Do you know how many half sisters or brothers you might have?
I know from Ancestry, because there's birth records on Ancestry. So I can type in his name, which is his name is real different. His first name is Condi, Condie. So. And that's kind of a strange first name. You can look at birth records. That's how I found. So far, I just met a brother that I hadn't met before about 2 months ago. And he has a sister, which in turn is my sister. And I have a half sibling. I was born in El Paso. And so there's a half sibling in El Paso. I know there's another one that was born in El Paso, but I can't seem to find her.
Is he still alive?
Oh yeah, yeah. And that's another thing. So since then, I found out his current wife's name. So I don't think his current marriage is really even legitimate because
he's still married to other women.
Yeah.
Well, Wikipedia says he's dead. That he got killed by one of his. By the daughter of one of his wives.
Who?
How did you find him on Wikipedia?
Dirty John has his own Wikipedia page.
No, we're not. She's talking about her dad. Dirty John's dead, but Dirty John was a real story.
Right.
She's talking about is her dad.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Wow.
No, this is her dad who's been married 16 times.
Got it. Jeez.
Yeah, basically, he's just like Dirty John. I mean, watching the show Dirty John was so realistic. 16. It was just crazy.
The only reason I watched the whole series was because I knew it was true and I knew it was about a real guy. Otherwise, I wouldn't have watched it. But I watched it and I thought, you got to be kidding me. There are people in this world who are the greatest con men you can ever imagine. And even if women know, well, he's got a sketchy past, they're so good at explaining how they're actually victims and they're not bad, women buy it. They buy it.
So I've only met him one time, and that was in 2006. And he made all these promises, told me I was his only kid. He didn't even know I was alive. And it was total lies. Everything he said to me was a lie. So since then, through Ancestry, I speak to his two sisters. One is in Washington and one is in North Carolina. I speak to them on the phone all the time, and they don't let him know. They know exactly the kind of person that he is.
How is he not in jail for polygamy?
Well, he in 1964, he was wanted by the police in El Paso because my grandfather turned him in for all these marriages. But they never caught him. He left. He said he was going to Vegas, that he had gotten a job in Vegas, and he would send for my mom because he really loved her and just couldn't afford all those divorces. But that wasn't true. He left and he never heard from him again.
And got married again, probably.
Mackerel.
Yeah, I thought about calling Tim and getting Tim to do some research on him because I found out his current wife's name, and I just, on a whim, from his sister. So on a whim, I thought, I'm going to look and see if she's on Facebook. Well, she is, and there's all of his pictures, and, you know, she has kids that they were attending her daughter's wedding. So I messaged her daughter on Facebook and said, look, I don't think you know about this man. And anyway, we've been talking for months.
Anyway.
So this woman he's married to now probably has no clue that he's had 15 other wives.
Whoa.
He has told her and all of her family members that he never had children because he was in Vietnam and he was afraid he would pass on some kind of disease to children due to Agent Orange.
Wow. Well,
this is exactly like Dirty John. It's almost identical because he had that same fake Vietnam story.
Yeah, so I could send you, she sent me a picture of this shadow box frame that he has that's filled with all these medals. Like he got 5 Purple Hearts, the highest medal that you can get, something Medal of Valor or something.
And they're all fake because you can buy that stuff.
Yeah,
you can
get
that stuff
online. Bought them.
Yeah.
They're all fake. All fake. He said he was some big, however high up you can get, I don't even know. I have a picture of. He has typed up this whole thing of that he was in the service from 1958 to 1982. That's all a lie. This whole thing full of medals is a lie. His sister told me that's BS. He served 1 year in the Army, and he begged our mother to get him out of there and say that she's her only son and she needs him. So he got out of the Army.
Does anybody know, is it against the law to impersonate a military, pretend to be something you're not? It's called stolen valor. No. But is it against the law?
Yeah. No. I turned him into a website. There is a stolen valor website, and they like to shame those people, and they post pictures of those people and what all they were doing. But I think it's only illegal if you use those medals to gain something.
Or wear the uniform to gain something. Because I've watched Stolen Valor videos on YouTube, and it's a hoot to watch because the real military people call them out. They see them at airports, and they notice the insignia is on wrong, the attire is not correct, and they'll walk up to them. And once it takes about 1 minute for them to realize they're busted for pretending to be somebody in the military that they're not. It's fun to watch because a lot of these people just start running. I mean, just start running because they know they're caught. But my question is, I guess it's not against the law. I could dress up like a colonel. It's only against the law if I use that for personal gain.
They changed the law in 13. George W. Bush passed a law in 06 that said it was against the law to even claim to have a medal. But then Congress amended that law in 2013, saying it's a federal crime to make it a crime to fraudulently claim having received a Valor Award with the intention of obtaining money, property, or other tangible benefit.
Okay, so there has to be some personal gain in it.
Yeah, you can go out and wear a fake uniform and tell people that you got fake medals, but if you're doing it for money, only then it's a crime.
So you shouldn't be able to do it at all, whether you do it for money or not. You really shouldn't. They should have left it the way he had it. Should be and this guy should be in jail for all kinds of reasons. He should be in jail for polygamy, impersonating a military. Holy cow. He skated for a long time.
In talking to, like, my sister that lives in El Paso still, she told me about what her mom told her, and then my brother Randy that I just met, he told me what his mom said. And in talking to his sisters, it sounds like he has never owned his own home. He has always found a woman that was already established with a home, married her, lived with her. You know, here, I'm looking at all of his medals right now.
How many, Brenda, you may have answered this earlier, I don't remember. How many brothers and sisters do you think you have?
There's 6 by him being the dad. I have 3 siblings with a different. That's a whole nother story.
Okay, but you have 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm getting a headache trying to follow this.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, he says he was Major Condi Robbins is his name, and he was in the Army from 1958 to 1982, and he's got this whole sheet typed up of what he got Purple Hearts for, and so one of these medals,
Wow.
Some
veteran needs to find him and just beat the crap out of him.
What did he tell?
One of these medals is on a web, like if you get this particular medal, you are listed on a website. So I went and looked, and his name is not there. So that medal does not belong to him.
Well, everything about him is a fraud. He's a fake. He's a phony. Everything about him is a fraud. How does a guy like that sleep at night? If I think I might have missed my insurance payment, I can't even sleep till the next morning when I get a credit card and make sure it got paid. I don't know how in the world a guy like this keeps everything straight and stays on the run like that.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
A sociopath is what they call him, when they don't care about nobody but themselves. So, I mean, he's got 6 kids at least that he has just upped and left, and now he's got grandkids all over. His own sisters cannot understand how he's even in their blood. So, his current wife's name is Mary Frances, and I talked to her daughter, Kelsey, and she said that they've always felt something was off with him. And she said when my father met him, all he wanted to talk about was Vietnam. So she said that her father said, there's no way that man was in Vietnam, because if you've been in Vietnam, you do not talk about it. And that's all he tells all these stories about being in Vietnam.
You know what, though? There's a lot to that. I've never once met anybody, and I've met lots of people my age who went to Vietnam, and you're right. I have never met anybody who in the conversation said, by the way, I was in Vietnam. Never.
And starts telling stories.
Yeah, that's all he talks about.
There's a tip off because, I've never heard of World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, Iraq, any of those people. Just break into stories about what it was like over there.
What did he tell his other, the other wives, like, when he was married to everybody? He never got divorced, or did he just jump from wife?
Yeah, so get this. Supposedly, when my mom married him, he lost his job, so they moved in with my grandparents.
I got 1 minute. Go ahead.
And when she found about these other wives, she found out that one of them lived 10 houses down from my grandparents. And she went down there and met the woman and this little 2-year-old girl, who is my sister Sandra.
Wow.
Brother, I don't know how you keep up with all this.
Believe me, it's all written down. And this Kelsey, she started a whole spreadsheet to show Mary Frances, this is what you're married to.
Brenda, there's a Netflix documentary here. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
There's a book here. There's a Netflix, Amazon something here. If you get this to the right person, they'd love to turn this into a movie.
I would love to turn him in, man. It's a Dateline NBC or something.
Yeah,
absolutely. Brenda, what a great story. Thank you.
I'll send you pictures of all of his medals and let you see that.
You can if you want, but I think I've heard. I'll get a headache if I hear any more about this guy. Send them if you'd like. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay. Bye.
Boy, that Dirty John thing. I forgot where that was, AMC or something. That was a true story. It's just exactly what she's talking about. This guy was a pathological liar and so convincing. He claimed he was a doctor. He wasn't even a doctor. He had scrubs. He acted like he was going to work to hospital. And finally, one of the wives checked the hospital. Like, we don't even know who you're talking about. There's a doctor like that works. Oh, yeah. And then he just jump onto somebody else. Give me the Londoff theme, the Dinah Shore thing. See the USA in your Chevrolet if you've got it handy. I'll go ahead and talk while you pull it up. And you can play it underneath what I'm about to say.
There we go.
I'm doing the honors today. Thank you, Dinah. I get to do the honors. I've checked with Limey. The newness is still not worn off of his 2016. It is a 16, right?
It is a 16, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
And it's not going to wear off for a while. It's going to be like brand new to you for a long time. And folks, if you want that feeling that you really ought to get when you buy a new car, even if it's a pre-owned car, it ought to be exciting. The car, not just the car, should be a pleasant experience, but the purchasing of it should be pleasant and exciting. And it will be, as long as you know where to go. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He will be at the trivia night May 18th. He'll have 2 tables. We'll have a table. You get a chance to hang out with him. A fun night. We're just looking for more bids. We'll talk about that a little bit later. What you need to know is that Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is at the Washington Elizabeth exit up in North County, but you probably know that, and that you can go ahead and sort of pre-shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Next hour, after the news and after I sell you some windows, we will usher in from the green room Scott Sherman. So if you have any legal questions, if you don't know the numbers, stay tuned. We'll have them right out of the news. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's inside a federal courthouse in Northern Virginia awaiting his sentence. Manafort was convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. He pleaded guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C.